Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and this segment we call Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. We've been bringing it to you a long time, over 6 years now. It's brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Kuby Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, Larry's TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use for all of my night hunting. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Wysoon is at the campfire with us. Larry, thank you for being here, buddy.
Absolutely. Another one of those great mornings, by golly. Good to be around a good campfire.
Yep. Well, it's an awesome morning, it is. And I think you're actually en route down to hunt and all dad with our mutual friend Greg Simons with Wildlife Systems, right?
You're exactly right. Greg, through his Wildlife Systems Incorporated, or whatever he calls it, is Wildlife System is just one of those things. I can't remember how many years Greg has been in business, but I met Greg about the time he got out of the Texas A&M with a degree in wildlife, and known him for a long, long time. I've hunted with him off and on over the years, and hunted whitetails and mule deer, and oh my gosh, hunted Neil Guy down with King Ranch Country with him numerous times, and got an invite from him not too long ago. He said, "Hey," he said, had a guy cancel out on me on the last moment here, and he said, I got an Audat hunt if you want to come out and try to hunt Audat out at the Trans-Pecos area." And that's one of my favorite parts of the country, so it just seemed like the ideal thing to be heading that way right now to catch up with him.
You bet, Larry. That's that. I swear, I love that. From between Marathon and Fort Stockton, and then on, you know, even further west. I haven't had the opportunity to hunt out there a whole lot, but I have been out there a few times, and that's just big old country. I mean, most of the state we talk about acres of land, and you know, it's sections. How many sections you going to be hunting out there? Is it? You know.
You know, it really is. I mean, right now to me, it's an ideal time to be out there. I suspect some of the mule deer will still be carrying their antlers, or they're about to be dropping them. So we may be looking a little bit for shed antlers as well too while we're there. But that old Chihuahuan Desert, which that is part of out there, ought to be just about getting ready to bloom. I had a decent amount of rain out there in spots, so I got a feeling the wildflowers could be absolutely beautiful, and that old country is just so intriguing to me anyway, so I can't wait to get out there and spend some time.
Oh, man, I'm with you, Larry. You know, the cactus out there in bloom,
oh, man.
That is some of the prettiest, those yellow blossoms on the prickly pear, I guess it is.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and I've read a little bit about that. You know, really, that's good food. I think the Mexican folks and a lot of the Indians used to just about live off of that a lot of the year, you know.
Well, you know, early on when those pads are first forming, just about the pad part, you know, it's really knock off the thorns, and they call those little pads nopalitas. And I've had those fixed a lot of different ways, particularly with eggs, and, you know, I can scramble the eggs, but anyway, when you get down to the tunas, you know, that fruit that forms usually kind of purple in color after the blossom is gone. And I'll tell you what, it's got a very nice sweetness to it. I've had all kinds of really good jellies, and that absolutely had some great wine made out of that too.
I've heard of that. I'd like to learn more about it. What are those called? Napolitas, or is that right?
Well, the green pad,
you know.
Uh-huh. Those are the little pads. It's just little nopal. In Spanish, it's kind of nopal is cactus anyway. And the nopalitas refers to those fresh green growth that you get when those pads are small and before those thorns get hard.
I got you. You know, a lot of the Hispanic stores where I buy well, I go and do some shopping quite often there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's usually a lady, usually a Mexican lady there, scraping those things and cutting them up, you know, right there in the – yeah, that's pretty common. And I've read a little bit about them, that they're very high in vitamin C, too. So, they, you know, nature provides. Larry, I wanted to tell you, I went down last week to our mutual friend Jeff Rice, who up on Lake Fork. And Tun Jones was there. Tun said to tell Mr. Wysoon hello.
Well, I hope he told Mr. Tun I said hello as well, too.
Oh, I did. And I told him, do you remember, Larry, Well, you remember the big hog that you saw. You said you came back. You didn't get a shot. Well, that hog now is captured on a video. I don't know if it's that hog or not, Larry, but I'll swear Ton and Jeff was hunting together at night using the sight marks, or actually as a pulsar thermal monocular that also has a built-in camera. And they weren't able to take that big hog, but Jeff got it on video at night. He comes sneaking in out of those Sabine bottoms that, I don't know, we tried to track it. They didn't get it, but that thing, the next morning, it's really wet. We had to put rubber boots on even to get in there, Larry. And it's
oh, my goodness.
And we got back there, and I just, you know, they knew about where the hog had come and the way it had left. And I looked down there, and I have never seen a hog track. This is no joke. I've never seen one that big. I know you have with those domestic 800-900-pound boars that y'all used to raise.
Yeah, going back to the days of my youth when we used to do that.
I'd never seen – I looked, and I thought it was a calf. I honestly did. I actually kind of argued with old Jeff a little bit. I said, Jeff, that's not a hog track, buddy. That's a calf. He said, well, Luke, it just – one set of tracks, he said, that hog – that's the hog track. Because it had come in and out of the standing water down there is where it must be. We tracked it the next day way back in there. But anyway, that thing would weigh you know how judging wild hogs is tough to do, but I honestly think that hog would weigh 400 pounds, and everybody that looked at him on the video agreed, you know, monster hog, man.
Well, if it wasn't the one that I saw, and from what you described, that's kind of what I thought when I saw him. It was, oh, my gosh, look at that huge, huge critter. And unfortunately, I never really got a shot at him. Even though I might have taken – normally don't take marginal shots, but that was one that I
would have
probably considered about him because it was just absolutely huge.
I wish – well, he's still down there, and who knows? I just wouldn't think there'd be too many that big in the –
No, you wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I did get a sow that weighed about 140 pounds, fat as
Perfect.
A seal, I'll tell
Perfect.
You. And I have plans to – this Butcher Packer Supply has some bratwurst. Now, there's your German sausage, Larry.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
bratwurst.
Go.
Now, they've got – I've got a packet of – well, they've got the casings in the little kit there. And it's 1 1/2 pounds. It's called Chicago Brats. And what it's got, Larry, is dehydrated bell pepper, red and green, and then all the spices for bratwurst sausage. So I am going to turn a good bit of that fat sow into some brats, you know?
Well, I got a feeling that's going to be mighty fine eating now.
Well. What I'm going to do is vacuum seal some, and then when we get together, you're tracking with me, and I'm going to smoke them. You know, not fully cook them, but
right.
Just cold smoke them for 5 or 6 hours. Just get a good smoke. They won't really be done, but then when we get out of camp, we'll get a fire going and slap some of those things on that. Well, man, I wish you good luck on that Audad hunt. What kind of Ruger are you going to be shooting that Audad with?
My intentions are is I've got a Ruger number one. You know, I've had it for a while in a 300 H&H mag. I've been picking out my little place a couple of days ago to shoot it and with the Hornady 180 grain Interbond and got it shooting where I really like what it's doing at 100 yards. So it's about an inch and a half high at 100, which at 300 yards, I'll put me about 7.5-8 inches low if I have to shoot that far, because I'm hoping that we can slip up and maybe get up on top of those sheep and come down on top of them and get a shot at them at less than 100 yards since we're filming it. I've got Dustin Blankenship with me who does a lot of our camera work and then does our editing on our shows as well, too. So Dustin and I are going to try to get as close as we can, but if we get in a situation where we can't get to where we need to, within that 100 yards or so shot, and then I do feel comfortable with taking it out to about 300 or so.
Awesome.
I'm anxious to see what we can come up with. Love those old Ruger number ones. I know you do, too, and they're just something special about shooting those old single shots like that.
I do, Larry. And tell Dustin that old Luke said hello.
I will do so.
I remember out with
the deer camp, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Matty, a great fella, great guy. Up in Mount Vernon, there is where he calls home.
He is. He's up there from your part of the country.
Yeah, well, he's a great guy. Does some good work. Well, Larry, you guys have an awesome All Dad Hunt, Trailing the Hunter's Moon on the Pursuit Channel every Thursday evening. I know I bet a lot of our listeners tune into that, but I want to remind them about it. And a lot of good stuff coming up in the outdoors. So next week, I know that you'll be right back with me and get everybody a chance to visit with Mr. Whitetail. A lot of folks look forward to that, Larry.
I do too. And I mean, if anybody has the opportunity, I'm going to be out at the Hoffpower Expo in Lampasas here pretty quickly. So you're out in that part of the country, please stop by. Blake Barnett's going to be with me. We're going to be up there around the Ruger and Hornady booth. And please come by and let's tell a story or two.
All right, Larry. Well, be safe in your travels. And again, good luck on that All Dad Hunt, bud.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter's Supply. Now, Hunter's Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter's Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken the Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter's Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, if you hunt hogs very much, I probably don't need to tell you that they become almost entirely nocturnal with the least bit of pressure. I use a Photon XT night scope. Actually, you can use the Photon during the day. I've actually sighted mine in during the daylight hours. You can shoot with it just as well during the daylight hours as you can at night, but at night it becomes really golden. You can buy the Photon XT for around $500. I'll direct you where you can find it and look at it. Go online to sightmark.com. Click All Products and then Night Vision, and then look at the Photon XT. It's an affordable unit. There's all kind of different night hunting options when you get there, binoculars, everything that you can imagine for hunting at night. Just go online to sightmark.com and learn all about it. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com. or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.